Well, welcome back. Welcome anew. I am Joseph McClendon III, and along with my guest, we are here to help you do exactly what the name implies, and that is to assist you in going further, faster, in becoming wealthy. And around here, wealthy means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant. And to be honest with you, my guest today, Todd Hartley, I didn't know how much of a badass he was until just a couple weeks ago. And he is an absolute expert in that one part that most of us shy away from, and that is our financial part of it. So grab a pad and paper. You're really going to want to take some notes with my guest, Todd Hartley. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. I am unbelievably excited to introduce you to my guest today. His name is Todd Hartley, and Todd grew up struggling with learning disabilities, but he never let that get in the way of his dreams, goals, and desires. And today, he's a number one best-selling author of his new book. It's a marketing book and sales book called Accelerating Yes. And for the last two administrations, he's been a special advisor on the White House chairman of the President's Cancel Panel. And he's Tony Robbins' business mastery facilitator, speaker. And you don't get to that position by just being a speaker. You get to that position because you are a purveyor of information, you are a purveyor of wisdom, and somebody who practices what they preach. And he teaches marketing and sales people how to speed up their sales and their sales process by making buying easier. So last year, his sales team, Todd has trained, so as they sold over $2 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars in sales. And he's here, our guest today, to share with you some of his wisdom. And you know, one of these podcasts, I almost wish that we had the opportunity for you to ask questions, because this is an opportunity to really delve into the mind of a true master. Todd, welcome to the Further Faster podcast.
Joseph, so awesome to be here to talk with you and help impact your audience. Thank you.
It is my absolute pleasure. And as I was sharing with the audience, that you are not just a facilitator at the Tony Robbins Business Mastery, you are the man at Business Mastery, and you just got finished doing that. Share with us a little bit about you. Kind of tell us a little bit about, you know, what you got you started and what brought you to where you are right now.
Yeah, so I, from a business perspective, I got started off as a talk show host on the number one station in Arizona. And this is like 1999, because I'm old school. I'm an OG. And I started a website back in the day, and was so early that I started a website before the station had a website. And then I started trailblazing in something that was just starting out. Didn't really have a name yet. It was called search engine optimization eventually, and and also content marketing. I started creating content on a daily basis around my show. And before I knew it, Joseph, I was generating 36 million visitors a year on zero ad dollars. And iHeartRadio hired me away from the microphone to come out to LA to run digital initiatives for seven of their largest nationally syndicated talk shows. And then I totally burned out after 4 years on everybody's like fresh take on the news. And so I opened up my own marketing agency, but I always had this like desire to help people. And my way of doing it is helping them with their marketing and their sales.
That is spectacular. And, you know, as I said before, you don't make it to a Tony Robbins stage by just being smart and just being, you know, clever and all those things and having knowledge. You make it there because of what you just said. And that is one of the things I admire about you, my friend. And that is your willingness to give back and to help other people as well. And you and I actually share a couple things in common. Both of our parents are cancer survivors. And as I said earlier in your intro, that you have been an advisor to the chairman of the President's Cancer Council. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, okay. This is actually, I get goosebumps just thinking about it, because I'm on the board of the American Society of Breast Surgeons. My wife and my stepmom are survivors. And they did such a remarkable job helping my family that I found the organization and asked if I could volunteer. And then before I knew it, I got introduced to a little known breast surgeon, his terms, a little known country doctor. And he came up to me and asked if I could coach him in my marketing and sales strategies. And before we knew it, I taught him how to create his videos and how to structure them and how to market them and put them on YouTube and so on. But before we even knew it, his videos were going viral to patients all over the world. And within 2 years, everybody in the cancer field knew this country doctor as a world leader. And before I knew it, he got selected by the previous administration to be their special advisor to, to be the chairman of the cancer panel. And he brought me to the White House with him, which was just remarkable.
Wow. Spectacular. That's fantastic. And share with us a little bit about your wife and mother-in-law went through it.
Yeah. My stepmom and my wife, a year and a half apart. And when my stepmom was diagnosed with breast cancer, because I already had relationships with the American Society of Breast Surgeons, I asked if I could start a breast cancer awareness initiative and use my marketing and my video strategies. And together we created the largest patient library of questions with the world's leading experts answering them in video. And in 1 year, Joseph, we had 6.3 million video views from patients around the world. We generated 1.1 million followers. Today, it's well north of 15 million views. And then we did that in honor of my stepmom. And after we built it, then my wife became the next patient. And for us, we already had all the answers because I just spent a year and a half building the resources. So my wife and I didn't flip out when we went through cancer because we had all the knowledge of the world at our fingertips.
Which is key right there. And I'm definitely going to come back to your marketing side of it. But the reason I'm spending the time on this is I always want people to recognize that behind everything is a human being that cares. Behind everything is a human being that does something that wants to make a difference in other people's lives. The money does come. And the marketing side of it, that does come. And that is something that you teach so well. But I'm so thrilled to be able to introduce people to you because of that side of you that I'm just getting to know, which is that altruistic side that wants to make a difference in other people's lives as well. And which, by the way, I didn't get the chance to tell you this. I did get a chance to go back and take a look at some of your presentation at the last Mastery University, which was just a little while ago. You are spectacular, my friend.
Thank you. It is a real honor to be able to, as you know, to give back to Tony Robbins and to give back to that audience, which is just like people that are like my parents, that are, you know, business owners that are craving next level breakthroughs and transformations. And the really cool thing is I love teaching people. If this was 100 years ago, I'd be a professor at a university or something. And I'm so grateful to be able to use mass communication and my cell phone and videos and microphones to be able to hit as many people as possible. Because once people understand how easy it is to exponentially impact the people in their target customer group and to use video and go one to many, it's like, their skills become something that can magnify their impact. And I just love that.
And what's so great about that is your philosophy about it's not a talent, it's a skill. And that can be taught and anybody can learn that. Yes. Talk a little bit more about that with regard to how important, especially nowadays, because one might be thinking as they're listening to you talk, you got started, because I hear this all the time. People talk about, well, yeah, easy for you. You got started back there, you know, when the internet was new. You got started back there before YouTube was new. But you got a different philosophy on that. And that is that may have been the way that it was, but now it's still as important. Tell a little bit about, you know, how important video is and maybe some strategies for people to incorporate video into hitting their target market.
Yeah, I'm happy to. Listen, here's the most important thing. We are all at our best when we're learning, when we're growing and evolving. When we are in Kanai, and I know you guys know what this is, constant and never-ending improvement, and we keep ourselves in the path of learning new things, we realize that the real pain is the pain of being stuck where you are and not developing yourself, right? So I sympathize with people when they're uncomfortable about video, but being uncomfortable about something is not a reason to stay where you are. Like, video is the most powerful tool in the business world for developing relationships at scale and moving people through your decision-making process and converting them. And there's nothing like that. And so just to give you an example, Joseph, I just had a client say, oh my God, Todd, send me the proposal. We want to hire your agency. So right before I jumped on this interview, I created a video for the people on her team, her decision-making team that I have yet to meet that I know are in the path to say yes or no. So we use video and we educate people because people are four times more likely to watch video. And when they're done watching, they're 85% more likely to buy. And everybody that can hear this deserves a competitive advantage.
That is spectacular. Please repeat that because that is worth hearing again. And as I say to everybody, take notes and listen to what this man just said with regard to the percentages of people that watch and buy.
So here's the trick, everybody. If you're saying to yourself, well, that's not going to work in my industry, please know that's a limiting belief barrier that you've constructed that doesn't deserve to be there if you want to get next level. So with video people, and that's who we're all trying to sell to, are people, okay? People are four times more likely to watch video than to read. So now you're playing at a four times multiple. When they're watching your video, they're going to retain 95% of the message when they watch it in video, but only 10% when reading. So that is a 9.5 times increase in your ability to transfer knowledge from your big, massive brain right into your prospect's brain like this, just like that, like effortlessly. And the final thing you need to realize is when somebody watches your video, they're now 85% more likely to buy. And all we did in three steps is we created a video that now our prospects are four times more likely to watch and they're 85% more likely to buy, which changes your money at the end of the quarter. Like, Joseph, I live in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's hot here. And we had 31 consecutive days over 110 degrees this summer.
Yeah,
and when
yeah,
you start making more money, you realize that you become a bit eccentric and you do weird things with money. And it's so hot here, right? And it's the power of video.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you can't see, if you're listening to me, he's fanning himself with a wad of $100 bills.
Yes.
You poor baby. I know how hard it is out there, my friend. And our heart goes out to you because it is so hot out there. It's so funny. A very, very good friend of mine, Cody Sperber, lives out there where you are as well. And he was saying the same thing, that it is just ridiculously hot.
Yeah.
And, you know, a couple of things. I also wanted to kind of add to what you were saying with regard to the four times more likely to watch it and 85% more times more likely to buy it. There have been studies that have done as of late over the last just 3 or 4 years, and some of it had to do with the increase in the amount of time that people have spent watching videos because of COVID. What else did we have to do? And we have moved from a society that, you know, like you said, 100 years ago, it was books. You would read books, right? So from that, we're an auditory society. We are an auditory learning society. That's the way human beings work. Well, now that has all changed. So few people read. It is ridiculous. Right. I have a 16-year-old son. And they do give him an iPad, and on that iPad, there's lots to read. But most of his studies now, most of them, are video based. And so that's where so many people spend so much time. It makes so much sense that what you're saying is where the play is now.
The play will always be the path to least resistance. It'll always be that. And 73% of decision makers will evaluate your solution in the evening, meaning like late in the evening. So you have to give them the easy button because they're not going to read. Their brain's exhausted. You've got to transfer info. And Joseph, you mentioned in the introduction that I grew up struggling with learning disabilities. And the great advantage when you struggle with anything is you get unique insights that can help you professionally. What I discovered from learning disabilities is there are certain teachers that get incredible results out of students, regardless if they have learning disabilities or not.
Right.
And those are teachers that practice the dual coding theory of education. They teach things right. They teach things two ways, which is all video.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. And those are our two, you know, we got three major representational systems, that visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. And most of the time that, you know, the old school teaching method, which is, I think we're saying the same thing. The old school teaching method was, hey, read this, you know, study this, do that. But those that get up and teach, and that is why, by the way, through time, and I had a bit of learning disabilities myself as well. And the teachers that resonated the most with me were the ones that were fun and the ones that engaged and the ones that, you know, did back in the day before videos, that would do, visual aids and things like that. And those are the teachers that I not only gravitated towards, those were the classes that I accelerated in. So to take advantage of that nowadays is really on point. So if you would, because here's the question that in my mind, I would ask, and I think a lot of people would ask, is, yeah, you could make a video. And I'm assuming that obviously making the right kind of video with the, which is what you teach, by the way, the what to say, when to say it, how to say it, that's part of it. What would you say to people that go, okay, well, great, now that I have a video, what do I do with it? How do I get it to those people that are in my niche, that are in my the group of people that I want to reach without having to spend a lot of money?
Yeah. I think there's so much you can do without spending money. And my brain is wired on what can you do and be lean and mean. Nice. So there's a whole variety of strategies. Let me just, you ever go on to Facebook or Instagram, and at the very top are stories, right? They're the stories that people are posting that day. Now, the thing that's interesting is this is all prime marketing real estate at the top. It's for free. So if you're posting a Instagram story or a Facebook story and you own this real estate, especially if you do it a couple times a day, you're always going to be in the front. So you're going to be in front of people. And if you post articles or a post itself, you will start showing up inside of the news feed. And when people see me, what they say is, dude, you're like friggin' blowing up. You're everywhere. I get onto LinkedIn and there's your face. But the truth is, video gets better results inside of the social network algorithms for a reason, because people stay on the platforms longer. All of that is for free. And you could take your database of your existing clients or prospects, and you can send them out a email that invites them to a page where you can teach them something, like your knowledge that you're probably hoarding to one person or two people or three people on a Zoom call. Shame on you. You should be using video and think larger and more exponentially.
Because they are, and they want it. And what you just showed us right there is golden. Most people, self-included, quite honestly, I jokingly call myself e-tarded, and that might not be politically
you
correct.
You e-tard.
Yes. But the truth of the matter is, I don't know those things. You know, I actually have got an unbelievable team. You met Brandon, and a team of people who do a lot of that stuff. And we are fledglings in that, as most people are. And what I try to teach my students in my institute is what I call speaking into the void, which is getting used to talking on camera as well, because a lot of people, that is, you know, a scary thing for them, and they don't like to see or hear themselves back. I know you talk about that as well.
Well, and you know the answer to it. It's repetition. Oh, yeah. It's the mother of skill.
It is. It's repetition. And we actually have an accelerated way of doing that repetition as well. We'll talk about that when we come back. Matter of fact, we're going to take a break here shortly. And when we come back, I'd like you to go maybe just a little bit deeper, if you would, in that marketing side for free for people, and maybe even reiterate some of what you said were about that real estate, that prime real estate that's out there for people, because it's been my experience that those people are out there hungry. They truly are. And those are the exact ones that are kind of afraid to do what you're telling other people to do. So we're going to take a real short break. We'll be right back with Todd Hartley. Matter of fact, grab a pad and paper if you haven't already. We'll be right back.
Hey,
Hey, what's good? It's me, Joseph McClendon III. And let me get real with you just for a second. Now, you've probably heard me talk about this before, something that I call the thieves of our dreams. Procrastination, hesitation, fear of failure, fear of success, self-doubt, self-loathing, imposter syndrome, and fear of rejection. Well, let me ask you a question. What if you could not only retrain your brain and your nervous system to automatically default to your absolute best thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, but you could also do the same for others that are going through difficult times and challenges in their own lives and things that are stopping them from creating the life of their desires? Well, this is what I call neuroencoding. And at the risk of sounding arrogant, these are the same tools, methods, and strategies in neuroscience that I've used to operate in the upper 5% of all of my own businesses, especially as a coach, a speaker, and a presenter for the last 30 plus years. The Neuroencoding Institute provides you with the knowledge, the tools, and unmatched support to become a certified neuroencoding specialist and guide you to the life of wealthiness. And remember, wealthy means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant. Go to neuroencoding.com to speak to an enrollment specialist today, and I look forward to serving you at the highest level.
You're enjoying this episode on Angel Phoenix Productions Podcast Network. To explore a complete lineup of quality programs and media production services, head on over to angelphoenix.com or like our Facebook page at facebook.com/Angel Phoenix Productions.
Well, welcome back. I'm here with my very special guest, Todd Hartley. And we were talking earlier about the importance of video. And we're going to switch gears here in a second. But before we do, would you share with us a little bit more about when you showed us, just you brought up your phone and you showed us, because, and the reason I like to do this is maybe a little bit a deeper auditory explanation, because a lot of people are not watching us, Todd. A lot of us, you know, we do this video as well, but a lot of people are listening as well. Share with us a little bit again what you just shared with us about when you look at when you're posting stories on there and you held your phone up.
Yeah, so this is a really interesting thing. You've got to realize that there are so many free marketing opportunities for you to get your message heard in inside of each of the social networks. If you create content and place a video inside of Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn or even TikTok, you end up discovering that your content will be in that feed. So people will discover you. And the more you put content in there, the more consistently you do that, the more you get into people's long-term thinking. So I think the real question is, what should you be posting? And earlier, Joseph, we talked about the White House chairman of the president's cancer panel. Mm-hmm. And with him, we got to that. Well, Todd, what should I post? And here it is. And it's very simple. You should be posting videos that educate your target prospect on the information that they're craving or they're desiring. I want you to think supply and demand. So what is your target customer demanding from you? What kind of information? And supply it in video and do that in these short little like question answer kind of formats. My theory is, and this helped him go viral, is helpful information. And the reason mm-hmm. helpful is because helpful is the new viral. And in doing so, now people see you. Like I transitioned from being a radio guy or a digital marketer to a video guy by owning the real estate inside of people's news feeds. And I transitioned my friends and family and followers to realize that my expertise that I was keeping quiet in private meetings was what my gurudom was. And as I started sharing it regularly, my gurudom grew and I grew a kingdom. And there's something else people should, nice. There's something else that people should realize. On LinkedIn, which is the business platform, on LinkedIn, yes. 99% of LinkedIn visitors do not create any content, which means 99% of the eyeballs and the brains in your industry are looking at 1% of the people which are creating content, which is if you want to stand out in your industry and you want your target prospect to know, love, and trust you, the fastest and quickest way is to put content out there on LinkedIn on topics that are helpful for your target customer.
Spectacular. And certainly not to beat a dead horse, but let's beat the skin off of the poor thing. When you say get it to them, that's the part that I want to go deeper in, if you would. Get it to them. In other words, when you say get it into their feed, how do you get it into their feed, whether it's LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram or anything like that?
Okay. So yeah, it's a great question. So if they don't know you, then you should be looking at what are the hashtags that people are following. So in, let's say you are in finance, right? And you're trying to target restaurateurs. You're like a CPA for restaurateurs. And it really doesn't matter whatever the example is, okay? You could be a coach. There's going to be hashtags that your target customer is going to be looking at, or when they search, you're going to want to be discovered in. So the ones that I try to own are the ones that my target customers will be in, right? You should do the same. So you write that into the description. You also use the language that your target customer will be searching for inside of those platforms so you could get discovered. And in doing so, like mine are entrepreneur and business and probably sales or marketing. And when I use those hashtags, oh, by the way, sometimes it's Salesforce, like salesforce.com.
Yeah.
And when people look for that information, I want to own it. I want to be the guru of that space.
I love it. That is so spectacular. Thank you for breaking that down, because that is really important. There's so many of us out there that, you know, look at this and go, well, how does something blow up like that? And you're giving some details that are super, super helpful.
I'll tell you a great story. On LinkedIn, I posted a story, and I do a combination. It's not all business, because I want to develop relationships and go deep with people. And I've noticed that when I am vulnerable to teach a topic, I do this on stage, I'll do it in video. When I want to teach a topic and there's something that I learned that was painful, I will tell a vulnerable story. One day I told the story about how I got laid off in 2010. And the title was Todd Hartley, or it said, I got laid off from the company I started. And LinkedIn, it went viral on LinkedIn because people thought I got laid off from the company that I'm at now, right?
Right.
So your scars are your, you know, it's a Absolutely. Wound that's already healed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Your scars are your amazing message to share with people. And like a magnet, it'll attract them to you.
You know, I'm going to say this, and then I'd like to switch gears real quick. You are so spot on with that. I've shared with so many people now that when I was 17 years old, three grown men tried to take my life because of the color of my skin. And to be honest with you, till I was about 35, no, even later than that, in my 40s, I never really told anybody about it. I was ashamed of it. It was embarrassing. And once I realized that there are other people out there that would benefit from my story, that would go, yeah, me too, and I could understand that, and wow, it made all the difference in the world. And now it is something that, I share because I know I get to connect with other people as well.
Yes.
And speaking of connecting with other people, your expertise with regard to sales, with regard to helping people move the needle from where they are right now, and your new book, that if you please talk a little bit about that. I know you said you have a gift for our listeners here as well.
Yeah, I just released a number one bestseller, and it's called Accelerating Yes, where I teach you how to create effortless buying experiences. It's marketing and sales in one book, like kind of like a smushin', like you would get at Cold Stone Creamery, where you smush in all the good stuff. So I smush in marketing and sales for anybody with any level of expertise. And the stories in there are jaw-dropping because they're real life case studies for people that followed my strategies and how it impacted their life, like the White House chairman of the president's cancer panel. But there's dozens of other success stories. And I want to give it to everybody in the audience. Like, it's my gift to you. It already went crazy viral. We came in number one in marketing and sales. We came in number two on the Wall Street Journal overall nonfiction bestseller, which is awesome. And, but I already did really well on it. I want to make sure you have access, and you can get access to it by going to toddhartley.com/accelerating yes, all one word, accelerating yes.
Please say that again, just so everybody gets it. And by the way, everybody, this will be in the description that you see when we broadcast this. You'll be able to see it and pick it up. There will be a click and a hyperlink that you can go there. But please tell us that again.
Thank you, Joseph. You can get access to it. It's a digital download, and it'll work in Kindles or any reader or just as a PDF. And you can access it at toddhartley.com/acceleratingyes.
Spectacular. Listen, man, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you, because our outcome here is always to assist other people in doing what we all want to do, be healthier, happier, and financially abundant. And one of the greatest things about you and watching you and presenting and watching you present to that type of an audience. And that was a business audience as well. Yeah. But everybody could truly see and feel your heart, as I hope everybody can do that right now as well. So I want to thank you. Thank you so much for doing this. And I look forward to sharing more time with you and learning more from you as well. So lastly, second to lastly, is there anything else that you would like to share with anybody else before we get the heck up out of here?
Yeah, the only thing I want to share with you is, if you're detecting or you're feeling frustration inside of your body, please acknowledge it. It's most often, your body screaming out, saying it's ready for next level growth and transformation. And acknowledge it, start putting yourself into growth and development, and you will be surprised and incredibly inspired by how you can impact people if you just honor the frustration that's building and start working to remove it.
Wise words, my friend. Thank you so much. And everybody, thank you so much for listening. And remember this, that life is always exactly what you dare to make it, and fortune favors the bold. And you just heard from one of the boldest individuals I know. So we'll see you all at the top on the next Further Faster podcast.
This podcast was a production of Angel Phoenix Productions. Explore more episodes of this show or other great shows on the Angel Phoenix Podcast Network by visiting angelphoenix.com. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of Angel Phoenix Productions or its advertisers, and may contain language that's unsuitable for younger listeners.